No man can stop God. I'm going to say it again. No man can stop God. They hindered Paul. They hindered Peter. They hindered a lot of the church, the believers, in the beginning of the faith walk, and they do it today, but they can't stop you. Paul said, I was hindered, but did Paul, I'm going to ask you a question. Did Paul get to Rome? Did he get to Rome? He was shipwrecked. They were left out on the island during the winter months and had come over the springtime to pick him up and take him on, but they made it. Ship got torn apart, ripped apart, right? But did he make it? I said, did he make it? Hallelujah. You can't stop God, and you can't be stopped if you walk with God. If you walk with God, you cannot be stopped. Yes, you'll be hindered. Yes, you have to stop and pray or get direction or see what you need to do next. You have to wait and get some direction, but if you do what he directs you to do, it'll work every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take control of your tongue and don't let it be a hinder to you. Make it do its job. You may ask, how do I do that? Fill your heart with the word of God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. You say, well, he done preached out. You wrong again. I'm just stopping. You see all these notes I got. I've given those scriptures to Nala. I said, boy, I could preach on that to midnight or to late over the evening. I said, but I'm not going to do it. Because I know y'all, if y'all were here, you'd be sleeping if you were here. Because we know how to do this. But that's not my point. I'm trying to see how long I can keep you. My point is to obey the Holy Spirit. Obey the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Make it do its job. Tell yourself, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Blessing of the Lord. Make us rich.